Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The exhibition Open and Shut, Celebrating the Art of End Papers is on view at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art in Amherst, Massachusetts through November 9th. Once a functional form, sturdy pages glued to the inside of a book's cardboard covers, end papers today are often full of wit, surprise, and deep emotion and artistry. As one of the first and last visual elements readers encounter when interacting with a book, end papers set the mood for the story inside. Open and Shut, Celebrating the Art of End Papers is curated at the Eric Carle Museum by guest curator Bruce Handy. Bruce is a longtime magazine writer and editor. He is the author of Wild Things, The Joy of Reading Children's Literature as an Adult, and the forthcoming Hollywood High, a totally epic, way opinionated history of teen movies. He has also written four picture books, three of which were named New York Times Best Children's Books, including, most recently, There Was a Shadow, and his fifth picture book, Balloon, will be published this fall. Again, Open and Shut, Celebrating the Art of End Papers is on view at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art through November 9th, and Bruce Handy joins us to tell us about the exhibition now. Hello, Bruce. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
It's great to speak with you. This exhibition I've not seen in person, but what I've researched looks absolutely stunning. How did your interest in end papers begin?
Well, it was interesting. It's my whole, I've had this whole kind of, I'm 66, and I've kind of had this sort of late period career of becoming a picture book person. And it really sort of started when I had kids of my own, and I was just reading the picture books, and I started just really enjoying them. It was obviously a fun thing to read to my kids, and there's that whole sort of lovely, parent-child reading bedtime experience. But also, I just found I was enjoying picture books and other kinds of children's literature just on its own terms. I mean, I was enjoying it, for myself. The way I would enjoy any works of art. And I started thinking about it more, and I started, writing about them. And one aspect of that was, end papers. It's such a, it's a sort of part of bookmaking that's mostly ignored, not always, but, including in my own, I have end papers on my own, two grown-up books that you mentioned in your kind introduction. But, they're really, children's book creators really use them creatively. And I just started, I started noticing that, and it became, something I really appreciated about the medium, and something that's kind of unique to picture books, the way they, the end papers can be used to kind of, frame a story or kind of add a little bit of information or kind of comment on the story sometimes. I mean, they can do all kinds of different things. But I started thinking about it as a possible thing for an exhibition when I was, I'm a big fan of a longtime fan of the Carle Museum. And I was up there not too long after Eric Carle's death, and they had a kind of a big survey show of his art, including some of his end papers, which were so gorgeous. And it was so great to see them, on the wall and just holding their own with, all the rest of his art, the covers and inside material. And I kind of thought, wow, you could do a whole exhibition of end papers. And I thought, well, what better place to do it than here? And So I pitched them the idea, and happily the museum wanted to do it.
Speaking of Eric Carle's end papers, as you just were, what are some of the visual specifics of his in particular? Can you, use your descriptive vocabulary to try to paint a picture for us of the pictures he painted that are used as end papers?
Use my words. Yeah.
Please.
Well, there's a great, we didn't show it in our show because they've used them in other shows, but mm-hmm. the end papers for Brown Bear, What Do You See, which I think that was his first picture book. They're great because they if you look at them, you just think they're abstract. There's just sort of a series of bars of color, these horizontal bars of color, but they actually serve, once you read the book, you realize that they actually serve as kind of a table of contents because, if you're familiar with the book, it starts, brown bear, what do you see? And then it's like, I see a white dog looking at me, and then white dog, what do you see? I see a red bird looking at me. And so, each sort of spread of the book is a different animal, like of a different color. And the, sandpapers are actually just in order, the bars of color corresponding to the different animals in the book. So it's very, you know, it's a very cool, very clever use of that space. I think it's the kind of thing that, you know, readers, especially kids, might not pick up on first, but once they see it, they're like, oh, wow, that is so cool. You know, it's just, it's a little kind of a, you know, it's like a bonus, a little, it's almost like an Easter egg, I guess, you know, is the term we use now. Mm-hmm. The end papers of his that we do have in the show are from the very quiet cricket, which they're interesting. They're much more abstract, but they have this kind of patterned sort of, you know, he worked with his usual sort of colored papers, but then he kind of etched or drew these kind of little patterns that, to me, almost, I don't know, I wish she was around to ask him if this was the intent, but to me, they almost looked like kind of like sound waves. So to mm-hmm. me, that was kind of a, you know, it was kind of a sly way of kind of, you know, referring to the content of the story, which is about a cricket who can't make any cricket noises till the very end of the book when he figures it out. So again, it felt like a way of like, here's kind of like, you know, here's something that, you know, on the one hand looks like just a, you know, sort of abstract, very pretty, you know, colorful, you know, piece of art, but it's actually, you know, it's actually telling you something a little bit about what you're about to read, which is, you know, that's one of the great things that end papers can do.
Open and Shut, Celebrating the Art of End Papers, has more than 50 works on view at the Eric Carle Museum. How did you work on assembling what you would be able to display, and who did you work with on doing that?
Oh, well, yeah, I worked with, the people at the Carle are just amazing, the mm-hmm. whole staff, top to bottom. And I need to totally give a shout out to Isabel Ruiz, who's one of the curators there, and also Rachel Eskridge, who's a registrar there, whose job is to, you know, she's the person who actually, you know, contacts the artist and figures out how to get the stuff shipped and insured and protected and all that. So they were, you know, they were just, you know, elemental in it. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we started out looking at, you know, the Carle has a lot of, you know, they have a great, you know, permanent collection. So we found some wonderful stuff in there, including one of my favorite pieces is the sketch that Robert McCloskey did for the end papers for Blue Bears for Sale, which is, you know, it's a picture of the title character and her mom in the kitchen, sort of canning the blueberries that they pick in the course of the story. But to me, that was really important to include because in the book, the more recent book by Grace Lynn, who's also the subject of another show, a retrospective of her art that's concurrent with mm-hmm. The end paper show at the Carle. But she did, for her Caldecott-winning book, Mooncake for Little Star, she basically did a homage to the end papers for Blueberries for Sale. It's the same thing. It's her heroine and her mother in their kitchen, but they're, you know, they're making mooncakes, and it's sort of a great, it's a great example of you know, she's kind of using this, you know, kind of a you know, asserting the you know, a Chinese American kitchen, you know, in the same space as this more traditional New England, you know, kitchen. So it's a great, you know, I think it's a great kind of, you know, it's homage. It's also talking about, you know, continuity and in picture books, and it's also talking about sort of expanding, you know, the subject matter of picture books and expanding the idea of, you know, what it means to be, you know, American, I think. So that's, you know, there's a lot going on in just do end papers, but I think that's the kind of thing that's sort of exciting about the medium and shows what it can do. And then we just, we went from there. We knew we wanted to have some, you know, some historical examples. I mean, end papers kind of really go, I mean, well, in publishing, they go back, you know, basically to the whole history of bookmaking. But in, you know, children's books, it's really kind of the late 19th century, early 20th century, which is really when picture bookmaking really, really takes off, when you start having artists sort of experimenting with it. And then I think it's more really, you know, a lot of times they would do things that were very sort of decorative, you know, almost, you know, kind of like wallpaper things. So we have some, you know, examples of that. And then they also, another very traditional thing early on was maps. Like you would have, you know, for the Oz books, they would often, the end papers would include, you know, a map of Oz and the different, you know, little countries within Oz. Or we have one, another thing that came out of the Carl's collection is this beautiful end paper by E.H. Shepherd, the artist who illustrated all the Pooh books. And it's a map of the 100-acre woods, but it supposedly is drawn by Christopher Robin. So there's all kinds of cute misspellings and stuff. But yeah, that kind of thing, that was a great sort of, you know, example of kind of showing, you know, how end paper, you know, the early days of end papers. And then, you know, we had all kinds of jumping off, you know, points from there. And the Carl has all kind, you know, has great relationships with a lot of, you know, contemporary living illustrators. So we were able to get, I think we pretty much got, you know, everything that we wanted. There are a couple times where I forget an artist said, well, I don't actually have, you know, I can't find that art, but I have some other art that ended up, you know, being even better than the, you know, I think are even, you know, better for art purposes than the art we had originally been looking for. So yeah, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of hard work and a little bit of serendipity went into the show.
The exhibition opened in April, and back then, which feels like it's only a few months, feels like a long time ago, you did an curator talk and tour with, you know, with museum attendees. How was that received, and did you, you know, have a good time imparting your knowledge to the patrons of the museum?
Oh, yeah, very much so. No, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had some nice... We had some nice crowds, and it was also great because we had a lot of the I guess it opened on a Saturday, but the Friday before we had kind of a sort of big panel discussion, and then so a number of the illustrators in the show came up for that, and were also on hand for when we were doing the curator tour. So we had Sophie Blackall came up, who's just, you know, a genius illustrator, represented by her end papers for If You Come to Earth, which is one of my favorite recent picture books. We had Brendan Wenzel there, who his book Inside Cat is in the show. We had Grace Lynn was there, who I mentioned previously, Airlie Anderson. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Talking with all of them, and then it was great because I could say, well, here's what I think this is doing. Then, but Grace, actually, what was your intent here? Or, you know, Sophie, what was your intent here? So that was a lot of fun, and it's a great, the picture book community is just a great, really fun community in general. Oh, we had Daniel Salmieri too, which was fun. So yeah, it was a great group.
You've immersed yourself in the world of end papers. You've learned a lot, I imagine, as you, you know, and sought out to curate the exhibition, and you have, you know, embraced it wholly. Is it the kind of thing where there's still more you want to learn and more you want to see? Do you imagine the world of end papers will be kind of a lifelong interest for you personally?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, it's every time I pick up a new picture book, that's pretty much like the first thing, you know, the first thing I want to look at, you know, 100%. And it was so interesting too. You know, I mean, when I was kind of curating the show and writing an essay to go with it, I spoke to a number of the illustrators, and it was, you know, so fascinating to talk to them because they all have, you know, they all have different approaches. You know, Airlie Anderson, who I mentioned, you know, she tends to do her end papers, you know, the very last thing. Like, she feels it's almost like she can't really figure out the end papers till she's really completed the book and feels like she has a really, you know, deep, you know, understanding of what she's actually doing with her, you know, with the text and the art, so that then she can, you know, kind of distill it in a way with you know, the end paper. But then, you know, other ones said that they, you know, they kind of conceived the end paper as almost some of the first things. So that was, you know, there was, you know, a lot of interesting different approaches. You know, some, you know, everybody had different ways of talking about it too. I spoke to, sorry, I'm just have, I have, you know, as a lot of people my age, I have, you know, name a little, you know.
Don't. It's all right. I understand completely. It's hard to remember every name. One tries. One tries.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyways, yeah. It was, you know, just you know, one guy just either described it as sort of like, you know, kind of little sort of parentheses or even kind of you know, dreams that sort of surround you know, surround a story. You know, mm-hmm. somebody else, you know, talked about it. You know, talked about them thinking of them as kind of like, you know, the opening or closing credits to like a movie or a TV show. Yeah, so there's just, yeah, there's so many ways of thinking about it and so many ways of approaching them, yeah, that it just, yeah, it felt almost infinite. So, yeah, it's definitely something I look forward to talking about further. Oh, Sean Tan, that was the artist I was trying to think of. His book, he has a graphic novel that's represented in the show called The Arrival, and that's very interesting because it's sort of an immigrant story, and his end papers were based on photos of actual immigrants at Ellis Island and other ports, you know, around the world, where he actually kind of did, you know, portraits, you know, drawn, you know,
yeah,
based on these
very striking
photos,
kind of a sepia toned illustration of that looks
yeah,
like old
exactly.
photographs.
So, mm-hmm. and it's interesting too, because even if you don't, you know, even if you don't know what it is, when you just open it, there's something about the specificity of these faces that I think is really powerful and speaks to kind of the reality of it. And then, yeah, he has an author's note where he sort of explains what they actually are. And one of them is actually his father, who had emigrated to Australia from, I think Malaysia. I might be getting that wrong, and if so, apologies. But that's so cool too. Again, that's this kind of wonderful Easter egg thing that you know, just sort of personalizes the story and just adds a whole another, you know, kind of layer of meaning to it.
The exhibition Open and Shut, Celebrating the Art of End Papers, is on view at the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Book Art in Amherst, Massachusetts through November 9th. Eric Carle Museum. Nope, sorry. It's carlemuseum.org. carlemuseum.org to learn more. The exhibition was curated by guest curator Bruce Handy, who has been our guest this morning. Bruce, thank you for your time and for telling us about this fantastic show.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It was a real, real pleasure.
Likewise. Have a great day. Again, carlemuseum.org to learn more about the exhibition Open and Shut, Celebrating the Art of End Papers, on view over there in Amherst, Massachusetts through November 9th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.